So then another experience I had was I was, as Ajahn Amaro said, living in a Buddhist community at that time, and we were trying our best to understand meditation, to practice, and we were very naive about the path and the way of enlightenment. We had very idealistic and naive notions about it. And we had invited Ajahn Chah, Ajahn Sumedho to come and visit us. It's 1977. And we were getting the place ready for their visit. And we were sort of flying around with dusters and hoovers and cleaning up and trying to get the place ordered. And suddenly there was a knock at the door and we all stopped. And opened the door, and in came Ajahn Chah and Ajahn Sumedho. And again, this incredible timeless quality. I felt like we had been all moving in this time and busyness, getting things ready, very busy internally, and I just meeting that sense of someone that was stopped, someone that was still, someone that was very timeless. And he walked in and just sat there, and I went and sat next to him, which of course one of the etiquette, I didn't know about monk's etiquette, but I just went to sit next to him, and he just sat there, was very comfortable, and he just looked around the table at us all, and he just said in Thai, it was translated, "Have you had enough?" And it felt like he was talking to me in my more mythical way of looking at the world. I felt like he was talking like to someone that had been spinning around in samsara for eons and going, "Well, have you had enough yet?" You know, and it really landed in a very deep place within me, and it was like, yeah, it was, I think the Thai word is buah. Like, bu am I? Just like, are you disenchanted? Are you world weary? And this seemed to be a message that he really immediately communicated. And of course that then, opened me to this possibility, this wonderful possibility of being able to enter the monastic life as a way of actually practicing and maybe working in a way that could perhaps allow me the possibility of perhaps having an inkling or understanding of how someone like Ajahn Chah had come to the understandings he had.